The time is now. Episode 309. Are you putting all your chances by your side to succeed in your business? By that, I'm not talking about just how you're running your business and the strategies you're implementing, but how are you cautiously looking at your behavior and how you are behaving in and out of your business, and how is that influencing your results? Welcome to The Time Is Now, the podcast show designed to take action and stay on top of your game to make a bigger impact with your business while creating more freedom and purpose in your life. This is your host, Emel Deregi. As your business and marketing coach, I am here to help you get the clarity and the action plan you need to position yourself as the go-to expert in your field and grow a business that is aligned with your needs. This is your time to create more growth, alignment, and impact with your business. Speaking of impact, today I want to talk to you about the subliminal messages that you are incorporating in your life that are affecting you and how you show up in your business, and by consequence, the results of your business. I am sure you already know how mindset is so important to be able to succeed in our ventures, but also to be happy in our lives and even with our relationships, and everything that's related to how we show up in our day-to-day life is related to our mindset. Very often when people ask me, is entrepreneurship for everybody? No, it is not. But technically, it should be. The only difference is usually how we show up in our businesses. Given that we actually want to have a business, that's another story. But mindset has a huge component, and there's so many ways to talk about it and how to create the mindset of growth in our businesses so that we can reach our vision, we can make the impact we want to make in the world, and also to run a business without burning out has a lot to do with how we are working on our mindset to create the business we want and be aligned with the results we want and live up to our full potential. But today I'm going to focus on only a small part of what creates a mindset of growth. However, that part has played in my life a gigantic role, and I want to share it with you, which is all the things that you're doing, all the things that you're listening to, all the things that you're consuming in your life that are influencing the way you're showing up without you even maybe knowing that they are influencing you. So a little background of my story. My first journey into marketing and communication has started when I was studying in my master's degrees, and I decided to do a research around what is the difference between manipulation and persuasion. And that is when I discovered the field of subliminal messaging. The technical definition of subliminal messages are hidden words or images that are not consciously perceived, but that may influence one's attitude and behaviors. One of the most famous experiments around this concept was in 1957 by a researcher called James Vicary, who has claimed that he has managed to increase the sales of Coca-Cola and popcorn in a movie theater by secretly and subliminally flashing the message "drink Coca-Cola and eat popcorn" in the screens of the movie theater. In fact, scientifically, it has been proven that the eye can only process a certain number of images per second, and if we slide in some extra images in that frame, the brain might process that image, although the eye hasn't seen it yet. So I'm not going to talk about subliminal advertising here, but while we talk about subliminal messaging, about outside messages that are influencing us, I believe that for us to control our mindset, we need to be so conscious about all the subliminal messages that are around us that are affecting how we're showing up in our business. Very often we talk about how we've been raised, all the beliefs that we've been taught around money, around success, around being a woman, around being a man, and all these elements that we've been raised and indoctrinated with are in fact affecting our day-to-day life. And I do think that it's important to be aware of those belief systems that we've been taught that are affecting our businesses and how we want to show up. But I also think that once we've done that work, there's a lot of things in our day-to-day life that we're continuing to be indoctrinated with, but not because people are imposing it on us, but because we are choosing to consume certain content that are not helping us. And it's not just about content, and that's actually the reason of this whole episode. I want to share with you the four elements that are actually influencing your mindset without you maybe not even realizing. And instead, you could actually flip it and continue to use those elements, but in the choice, in a way that actually helps you grow and show up to your full potential. So here are the four areas of your life where you can take control of your mindset by carefully choosing the messaging you're receiving and that your conscious mind or subconscious mind is processing. And I may be shocking you right now, but actually the first area of your life that's influencing your mindset is the people that are surrounding you. As I mentioned before, our history, our families, our friends, our teachers have all had an influence in how we show up in our lives and our belief system. But as we are now in this time of our lives where we can be free to control who we want to be surrounded with, and even if we don't have that choice, for instance, our family, you don't choose your family, you choose your friends, but not your family, you can still be consciously paying attention to how you are processing the messaging you're receiving around you. So the first area of your life where I really invite you to check in is, who are you surrounded with? And what is the subliminal messages you may be receiving that you are digesting without even realizing, and that is impacting the way you show up in your business? I have this interesting quote from Jim Rohn that says, "You are the average of the five people you spend most time with." I'm not sure how true is that, but I definitely think that the average of the most people you spend with is influencing how you think and how you behave and the choices you make. So first of all, analyze the people around you, and then you might want to make some radical choices about who you are spending time with. I'm not going to discuss about how to do that. That could be a whole episode, but I think that should be the first area of your life where you might need to do some cleansing. If you want to really have the energy and the focus you need to reach the goals you want. But once you have analyzed what's around you and how you can actually be more mindful to surround yourself with the right people and remove those that are not having a good influence around you, then it's also about being proactive at surrounding yourself with the right people and the right community. And that is where I really believe in the importance of choosing our community with like-minded entrepreneurs, as well as surrounding ourselves with peers who are alike and who are willing to support you and where you can influence each other positively. I've often talked about in this podcast about my mastermind that I've been on with for now almost 3 years talking together. We've been talking every Friday for 2 years. Now we have spaced it out a little bit because we don't feel the need as much, but it has influenced each of us so powerfully in our journey of growth. If you don't have that kind of people in your business environment, then I would make your top priority to find them. And reach out to me, because I'm still considering building a community around the time is now. It is not right now something that I have planned, but it is in the pipeline. So if this is something you're looking for, make sure to reach out and let me know. The second area that might be influencing your subconscious mind and how you behave in your business is the type of content that you consume. I am sure that your first thought is around scrolling on social media. And yes, that does have an effect on your business and how you show up. We are all humans. We are all looking for ways to wind down when we are tired. And the first thing that all of us do is to scroll on social media. I am guilty of that. Here's the difference, is that I'm actually conscious that I'm doing it while I'm doing it. And this is why I'm stopping at a much shorter time than if I just let myself do it. But I do think that that has been a huge element that I've noticed in my own behavior. The more I scrolled on social media without really having a goal, without really having an intention, doing it almost like automatically, that is a huge signal that something is wrong with my mindset at that moment. So although I continue to do it, I'm actually watching myself doing it and then making the shift on the spot that I need to actually start building the right habits for myself. So I'm not saying I never scroll on social media again, but I'm saying that I'm using every opportunity when I'm finding myself scrolling to really understand why I'm doing this. And I actually have this self-talk with myself. Why am I doing this? What does that mean? And what I can do differently to actually fulfill the need that I'm having that's leading me to scrolling. So although we are human, just be the whole invitation about this episode is to be conscious and proactive about our behaviors. So what I do instead is actually I do give myself some moments in the day where I scroll through social media because it does bring me fun, but I also use it for other purposes. For instance, right now, I am very, very, very concerned about the situation in Palestine and the war in Gaza. And I am following some journalists on the ground and I'm making that a purposeful moment for me to actually know exactly what is happening on the ground. So think about what matters to you beyond just a business and how can you use that scrolling time for things that matter to you instead of doing it without really paying attention to what are all the subliminal messages you're getting by scrolling without any purpose. Obviously, reading the books, listening to podcasts, listening to television, to the news, all of that are messaging that is influencing the way you behave in your life and your business. So choose cautiously. But also, I've seen a lot of people not consuming any content at all as well. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing either. It is so important that you surround yourself with very positive influence by choosing content that will help you. For instance, I make sure when I take my transportation, metro, or when I drive, or when I'm cooking, I'm making sure that I'm reading an audiobook or a podcast that helps me get the subliminal messages, even if I'm not listening consciously or carefully. I am having some subliminal messages that are helping me in my business. So if you're not consuming any content, it's also not a very good sign. I think it's so important to surround yourself with some kind of inspiration that helps you in the areas where you need to grow. So that's the second area. Choose your content consciously and pay attention to how you are doing it right now and what needs to change to really make the difference for you so that you can develop the mindset you need, because that is influencing your mindset whether you want it or not. The third area that is influencing your mindset is your routines. So this could be another big, big episode, and I promise you, and I have so many people telling me, routines are so depressing and it makes me feel not free, and a whole conversation here. So no matter if you want it or not, you have habits. You're a human being and human beings are beings of habits. The difference is whether you choose your habits or not. So start by analyzing your habit and which ones you are choosing versus those you are not choosing and doing despite of yourself. It is so important. I promise you that this is a big differentiator with high performance versus those who don't perform well in their businesses. One of the greatest books about this topic is called Atomic Habits. Another one that I love that made a big difference in my life is called Miracle Mornings. I will put these two resources in the show notes of this episode on thetimeisnow.biz/309. I want to share with you an example of how routines has affected me. I've been through a lot of ups and downs in the past couple of years, and I've shared it as well on the podcast. And lately I had noticed a drop in my energy. So I've been trying to figure out why on a medical perspective, but my energy was physically pretty low, although in terms of mental health, doing pretty good. So I found myself starting to develop routines that were all about resting. Some of them were conscious and others were not. The most conscious routine that I've done was to eat a little bit differently, was to only have soup at night, to try to sleep earlier than usual, and to start my day with yoga. So this took me about a year to implement. Honestly, it was all about not giving up. But now it feels more natural. However, the one area of my routine where I still have a problem is during lunchtime. I need a break during lunchtime and I need to wind down. And in order to do that, I found myself having lunch, watching some very stupid things. And I remember telling my husband, I don't want to listen to a podcast because then I start thinking. I don't want, it's cold out there. I found no motivation to going out and I want to eat sitting. So what can I do? Well, I eat slowly because for me, it's important to eat slowly. And I started watching Netflix. But I found myself, if I watch something too captivating, then it's not good because then I'm distracted from work. So I started watching really stupid things. And then honestly, I started seeing how it influenced me. And how it influences me and actually not being inspired, not thinking. If you do that every single day for a few months in a row, it actually has an impact on the subconscious mind. And that is when I decided to say, okay, let me choose something that is not too captivating, that is short. And that's when I decided to start watching documentaries. And even better, I was like, let me watch documentaries related to what I'm working on right now, which is my mindset, and hence this episode. And I really believe there's something about high performers, and there are some high performers out there that I think can influence me, which are artists and singers, like, for example, Taylor Swift, J-Lo, and Beyoncé. These are women that I truly look up to, not necessarily because I'm a big fan of their music, but the level of performance at which they are. I know that they have all the money in the world to be surrounded with the support system, but trust me, and now I know it even more through these documentaries, it's their mindset. And I remember having an aha moment where doing this launch where you see Taylor Swift at the end of the concert and it was exhausting. She gave it all and then she takes the car at the end of the concert and then sighs and then rests her head against her seat, the back head of her seat. And I was literally expecting her to say, I am so tired. I am so exhausted, because honestly, I was exhausted just watching her perform. And then what she said instead was, how amazing this was. And that's when I had my huge aha moment of how mindset actually makes a whole difference. Me, who would have thought, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. A high performer would say, oh my God, I'm so grateful for this. Even if I'm tired, this was amazing. So that day was the day where I started shifting my mindset through my day when I was tired to say, hey, I'm so grateful I get to do this, even if I'm tired. A small story here that I can go on and on, but how I shifted my habits, but also used the content that actually influenced my energy for the next weeks after that. So I do think that, again, your routines are so important. So choose the routines that help you grow instead of those that wind you down. And look up to those who are where you want to be in terms of mindset and look at how they behave. Consume their content so that you can get the subliminal messages that your subconscious mind needs. Now, my fourth area after the routines for you to live up to your full potential and build the mindset that will help you be able to show up is how you relax in the experiences you create to relax outside of work. And I do think that this is so important. So you are consuming subliminal messages without realizing, even in the way you relax. So make sure to create experiences to get inspired and to create moments of relaxation that actually mean something to you. Look at how you're relaxing. I have, for example, a drop of energy. So I find myself sleeping and sleeping and sleeping, and I realize it doesn't help. I'm trying to sleep. I'm organizing more hours to sleep. I'm organizing nap time. And even that is not giving me more energy. And that's what I thought. I need to find a way to get more energy in a different way. And that's when I started working on creating experiences that inspire me and lift me up. For example, going to the museum, doing something with my hands, going to the spa, but also making time to get inspired in other areas of my life, not just work. And funnily enough, it has actually inspired me at work as well. I remember going to a museum and having so many ideas of content actually coming back, and actually this is one of them, by being at the museum. So I invite you, I now urge you to really look at what are the messages you're receiving and giving to your subconscious mind, and how you can be conscious about the choices you're making, about how you relax, and what are the experiences you're creating for you to get inspired. Just as a recap, the four areas of your life where you are consuming content that is influencing your mindset and how you show up in your business are: number one, the people that are surrounding you and the types of messages you get through them. Number two, the content you're consuming, starting with all the social media, the books, the podcasts, the news, the magazines, etc. The third one is your routines and what kind of messages you get through them. And finally, the types of messages you receive through the experiences that you create for yourself, especially when you relax. All right, I really hope that this episode helps you to be conscious about all the messaging around you that's influencing your energy and the way you show up in your business. Feel free to reach out to me if you have to share any feedback. The best way to reach out to me is by emailing me on connect@mlderegi.com. I can't wait to meet you in the next episode. Stay tuned to turn your challenges into great opportunities for bigger growth, alignment, and impact in your business.